The following podcast is provided to you free, as is all our content, at drhoffman.com. If you'd like to listen, help support Intelligent Medicine, and get great values by shopping at our supplement store, go to drhoffman.com and click on Shop, then click on the store. Thanks, and enjoy the podcast. Welcome to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and today we're going to focus on something that is friendly to our ecosystem and friendly to our bodies. We often talk about environmental toxicity as one of the major routes of disease. Environmental toxicity has been implicated certainly in neurological diseases, conditions like autism. In just a moment, I'll share with you the results of a fascinating study that shows that application of insecticides in the home and exposure to children actually has a deleterious effect on their ultimate IQ. That's very scary. So short of overt attention deficit disorder or autism or cognitive problems with developmental delays, your child may have subtle problems with IQ. There's also concerns about cancer. There's a high incidence of childhood cancer. That's extremely scary. That has been traced to maternal exposure to DDT. DDT, of course, outlawed, but still residual in the environment. So we're very concerned about these issues. So we're always looking for natural alternatives to conventional products like DEET OFF and RAID and things that you spray around the house. So today we're going to talk to a fascinating individual. He's Matthew Jones. He's president and CEO of Cedarside. Cedarside, full disclosure, they're actually one of our sponsors, but I'm very proud to feature them on Intelligent Medicine because it's an excellent product. I've used it myself. I've gotten raves from my patients, our listeners, many friends and family members who've utilized this product for protection of themselves from biting bugs. And hey, that's a big problem because all manner of diseases are transmitted these days by mosquitoes and ticks and whatnot. In application to pets. Because we don't want to expose our pets to toxins. And in fact, when we spray our pets with these things, we get exposed too. So Matthew has an interesting background. He's actually, you're an attorney. Is that correct? You have a JD
lawyer.
Degree.
Lawyer. I'm not practicing law currently. Law degrees.
Okay, so you have studied law. You have a business career. In finance and management. You've worked in industry, but you've turned your attention lately to developing a line of natural products for pets and humans. So tell us how you got involved with that.
That's exactly right. I got involved as working in the consulting industry, doing mostly manufacturing and distribution, and came across a company that was doing fantastic things to improve the lifestyles of pet owners and consumers as a whole using natural ingredients instead of chemical ingredients to create pest control and products that would not only kill bugs on contact, but that would repel them with all natural organic ingredients. And got very involved with them quickly and ended up running the company in a very short order. That have been running the company and just attempting to change the world one day at a time, and really over the last 4 years. So the company is doing great, and we're very excited about the products that we've rolled out over the last couple of years, and there are great things to come in the next in 2015 and 2016 from Cedarside.
Well, I think it's a really ethical business proposition because there are lots of ways to clean up, make money, but sometimes involving products that are less than desirable for mankind. And certainly Cedarside fits the bill as a natural product that is beneficial and safe. So you mentioned earlier that it kills bugs on contact. And I have to share an anecdote. I mean, for some people, maybe this is a little icky. But I get, ant onslaughts in my home on Long Island. And, I've used all manner of things to try and get rid of the ants without that much success. And then I've had to resort to these chemical traps and sometimes chemical sprays, which are pretty effective, but I'm not happy to use them. The other day I went to check my mail, and as so often happens this time of year, I opened the mailbox and it was teeming with ants. The ants just love my mailbox. They think it's an ideal nesting ground. So they set up a colony in my mailbox, and there's ants teeming out of my mailbox. It's a imagine the sight of that. So I just rushed in the house. I grabbed a sample of the Cedarside. And it was amazing because I just used like a couple of sprays. Sometimes you have to use like a whole half a can of insecticide to zap something, a situation like that. But literally within seconds, I'd neutralized that entire colony. And really it tests the power and efficacy of something that's entirely natural.
Yes, sir. That's great. We're very proud of that. And generally only takes a spray or two, and you can cover a lot of ground with that.
Yeah. So how did you happen upon cedar as a natural agent against insects? What was the process of discovery there?
So the original founders of the company were working in the cedar industry, building bat houses, amongst other things. Cedar is a natural repellent of insects. It's been used for thousands of years. We know for sure that the Egyptians used to lay cedar granules and liquefied in cedar oil around the tombs in order to preserve and keep bugs away from their important grave sites.
So right. Because, that's why we still have mummies intact, after whatever, 4,000 years, because, if the ants get to the mummies, then there's no nothing to put in the British Museum after four millennia.
Absolutely. So they went back to original ingredients. There's several ingredients that are natural insect repellents, but cedar is considered to be the strongest of them. And though sometimes pricey, it is easily combined with other carrier oils and other natural ingredients and water treated appropriately in order to be able to disperse and really cover a lot of ground with the Cedarside products.
Right. So it makes sense because I remember as an alternative to using these really toxic mothballs, they smell horrible, number one, but also they're really toxic and dangerous. Naphthalene is the chemical in mothballs, and it's a byproduct of the petroleum industry, and it's not great to breathe that stuff. So as an alternative, when you're putting sweaters in the drawer, you might get these cedar balls, right? Cedar balls repel moths or insects, prevent them from chewing up your sweaters. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense.
Absolutely. Cedar dust, cedar sprays, we've got a little bit of everything. We're hoping to come out with a cedar roll for people use rolls around their horse's eyes and in their face, and hopefully that's going to be one of the products that we're able to unveil and roll out towards the end of 2015.
So I know you're not a medical doctor, but so it's my business to talk about medical issues in this podcast. But I just came across an article which I think is fascinating and very appropriate because it really should provide an incentive for people to switch from the chemical sprays wherever possible to natural sprays. The main ingredient of most of the chemical sprays is now pyrethroids. They're in Raid. They're in many of the products like Off, although Off sometimes contains DEET, which is not I don't believe it's a pyrethroid. But pyrethroids are considered pretty safe to humans. They don't really have a strong toxic profile. But in a recent article, they looked at byproducts of the pyrethroids metabolites in mothers and children. And they checked the children at age 6, and they found that the higher the level of the byproducts of pyrethroids they found in the child's urine, the worse the kids did on working memory, on verbal comprehension, and on IQ, which is really scary. I mean, psychologists tested these kids, and it appears that you can actually knock a few points. It was 6 points lower in the kids who were exposed to the highest levels of these insecticides. That, I mean, should really be a powerful incentive to use something natural.
That is scary. Absolutely.
Yeah. So what is the range of products that are offered? Because you start maybe, you know, I guess start with the stuff that people can use, and then you talk about some of the pet products.
Absolutely. And almost all of our products are interchangeable. If you can spray it on a pet, or if you can spray it on a human, you can also spray it on a pet. And we have a range of products that have a concentration between 3% cedar oil and 90% cedar oil. And the heavier the cedar oil, the heavier the potential is for, you know, skin irritation, assuming that whether it's an animal or a human, has any level of allergen to the cedar, there's a higher chance that there would be a reaction. But for the most part, we found cedar oil to be effective in a dilution from 0.5% to 2%. So it doesn't take a lot of cedar in order to create a repelling barrier or a kill-on-contact type of a spray.
Right. So you got like there's a whole lineup of products. So there's like come in a spray bottle. What are some of the different options in the spray bottles?
The most popular product we have is Cedarside Original, which was formerly known as Best Yet, Cedarside's Best Yet. And that product is a 10% cedar oil product that is oil-based. It is not water-dilutable, but that can replace all insect products from raid to off, is what I like to tell people.
Okay.
So it can go, it's skin-friendly, it doesn't stain clothing, it has a mild cedar odor, and that can be sprayed on animals as a insect or as a flea and tick preventative, on insect as a flea and tick killer. It's fantastic on people as a mosquito repellent, as a chigger repellent, as a tick repellent. And that product is a 10% cedar oil product. We have a product very similar to that that is twice the level of cedar, which is ends up being a more of an industrial strength, you know, deep woods formula, sports formula, cover scent for hunting. It also is going to, you know, kill and repel fleas and ticks.
Wait a minute, cover scent for hunting.
Level.
Yeah, because I know that deer hunters are very particular about, you know, that they don't want to be, you know, downstream from the, or actually upstream or downstream. I don't know which. I'm not a hunter, but you know, in the olfactory range of the deer, because deer are very sensitive to scents. There's actually something that conceals its own scent, and it's like
yeah. So our products, since they're cedar based, which is a juniper type tree, cedar and juniper are very similar, and it's everywhere in the Southwest, and even up into Kansas and Missouri, Arkansas, and all that area that's so heavily hunted. This is, you know, putting our products on is effectively like rolling in a cedar tree.
Okay.
So it's a fantastic cover-up scent.
Oh, it covers up your human scent and camouflages.
Absolutely.
Your human. Oh, I see what you're saying. Because, I mean,
if a deer
smells a cedar, the deer's going to go, hey, that's a tree. That's like, that belongs here, right?
Correct.
They're not worried about a tree sneaking up on them, right? Okay, that should be very interesting to hunters and sports men and women who go out in the deep woods. But, you know, you see, the concern I have, and, you know, I think that the concern that might be raised is that the tick problem is so severe, particularly in the Northeast, that people just literally want to smear that high test DEET all over their bodies when they go into the woods. Because, I mean, that really demonstrably has been shown to repel ticks. And so you don't want to take any chance. I mean, maybe if you're sitting on your patio and you don't want to get bitten by mosquitoes, which could transmit West Nile disease, that's a big problem here in the Northeast. But when it comes to ticks, people don't want to fool around. Is there any scientific evidence that this really works to repel Lyme disease carrying ticks?
Absolutely. I don't know that anything repels Lyme disease aside from keeping the ticks from biting you in the first place.
Well, clearly, I mean, we're not going to claim that it creates some sort of force field around your body to prevent Lyme disease from being transmitted. But in terms of repelling ticks, there's actually science and evidence that shows that it does that.
Absolutely. So we have laboratory tested with third party, not inside of Cedarside, but laboratory tested for fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, mites, body lice, and bed bugs, to name a few. We've got a few more tests beyond that, but those are the major bugs we've tested for direct kill and for repellency, and the results were fantastic. So we've got all the science behind all those insects that we just mentioned, ticks being the one that you're specifically asking about. And our products are absolutely at the same level as the beet-based products from SC Johnson or whoever else.
How about application? Because I think one of the reasons these products sometimes fail is that people don't apply them. Do you have to, on a sunny day where you're sweating, do you have to reapply frequently, or what's the story on that?
Generally, no. Generally, the products are going to soak into your clothing or the skin, and they're oil-based. So a sweat, whereas maybe a heavy sweat, if you're running a marathon, then I'd say yes, I would reapply at some point. However, if you're getting a light sweat on, the sweat is actually going to bead over the oil, which is going to soak into your skin just a little bit, and you're going to get a several hour cover each time you apply, and it doesn't take much. There's a nice little shiny gloss to your skin when it goes on, and it's really, there's a lot, we get a lot of compliments from women who really just like the way their skin feels after applying the product.
It's actually pretty pleasant. It doesn't have that sort of chemically smell that conventional chemical sprays have. It's sort of pleasant, and it's actually not overpowering. I was kind of surprised.
One in 10 beautiful women find the smell to be too strong, and 90% of folks think that it's fantastic.
Yeah,
that's been the statistics I'll throw out as far as the smell goes.
So when it comes to pets, I mean, what do you do? You spray your pet on a daily basis, or do you spray the pet bed, or what are some of the ways you can utilize this?
If you don't recognize fleas and ticks already on the animal, then you can generally get away with a couple treatments a week of a light mist. Right. If they're in a heavy flea or tick infested area, we recommend spraying them and then monitoring after several hours in, and then the next day, of course, and just to see if there's anything that's grabbing a hold of the animal. I rescue pit bull mixes on a regular basis. They have very short hair. It does not take much at all for them. A light mist and a couple times a week is plenty, even in a flea and tick environment. Whereas your sheepdogs and your working dogs that may be out in heavy brush, I would apply those. I just got back from a week in Idaho pushing cows from Emmett up to High Valley, and we had eight working dogs out there, and we were spraying them down every morning before we got started.
And also,
knowing that we were going to cover 15 plus miles a day, and there'd be they'd be running through water and high brush on all day long.
Right, but since it's oil based, even a water immersion, they will retain some of that property of the cedar.
Exactly.
And so, I also noticed from your resume that you're an equestrian kind of guy, that you work with horses as well. Is there an application for horses and large animals?
Yes, sir. We've seen, I'm a cowboy by I guess over the last 15 years or so, I've been cowboying, and we have seen great results in keeping flies at bay and off the horses and the cows. With both the Cedarside original spray and the other sprays that we have in the flea and tick dips and everything. We've got a product called Domestic Animal Spray, which isn't is only 13% cedar. It's water dilutable, and a little bit of that goes a long way to pour over the back of a horse or a cow when you're when you take the saddle off and you wash them down and cut them loose for the day. If you want the bugs to stay away from them and let them be at peace for a while, our products go a long way to doing that.
Well, that's great. I want to. We generally divide these podcasts into two parts, and I want to jump to another segment. But before we go, I just want to, for this for listeners to this part of the podcast, if you want to look at the full range of Cedarside products, what's the call to action for checking things out?
Come see what we've got to offer at cedarside.com. And if you have any further questions that are not answered by browsing through a few pages on the website, feel free to call us 1-800-842-1464. We've got a dozen people answering phones, working at the warehouse that are happy to tell you anything you may want to know.
Okay, so it sounds like a small, nimble company where there's great company service or great customer service. In part two, in just a moment, I want to talk to you about something which I really wasn't aware of, which is that there are options for using Cedarside to do like a general treatment for your home environment, for your lawn, for your garden, to keep it free of biting insects. And we'll talk a little bit about that in part two. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman today with Matthew Jones, who's president and CEO of Cedarside. Check him out at cedarside.com. This is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.